Americans are following the war, but most still have to go to work and carry on with their everyday lives. NPR's Chris Arnold visited a bond trading firm in New York where the war is affecting the markets and bringing out strong views about Iraq and terrorism from some who witnessed the September 11th attacks.
On the bond trading floor at Tradition Securities, half a dozen TVs show the latest from the war on Fox News as brokers shout out orders to each other across the room.
Part of 23 fleet, 50s plus, ribs, cross,
whatever that
is. Vice President of Money Markets, Tom Corona, says in the past couple of weeks, the market has been on a roller coaster responding to news and rumors of the war in Iraq.
This business is all about rumors. Who's got the information first? The first day of the war, it seemed to be an unending stream of rumors. Tariq Aziz was shot. Hussein was killed in the first bombing. There were just rumors and markets, the euro dollars were going up and down, and bonds were going up and down on just rumors.
The brokers here have to keep one eye on the war coverage for business reasons, but many also feel a connection to what's happening 6,000 miles away. Tradition Securities is located right next to the former World Trade Center site. An engine from one of the hijacked planes struck this building on September 11th. Many of the bond traders here fled the area amidst falling bodies and debris. Brokers here knew many of the people killed. They were colleagues, roommates from college, even childhood friends from their neighborhood. Warren Sheely says he sees a connection between Iraq and terrorism, and that makes the war personal.
Oh, without a doubt, because I lost 23 friends that day. I definitely believe that Saddam Hussein has funded a lot of these factions and will continue to.
In his corner office, Tradition's president, Emil Asentado, is looking out his window at the reconstruction at Ground Zero going on below him. He's looking at the scar of an event that he thinks has changed the course of his country.
9/11 changed the landscape entirely. It's the whole reason we're in Iraq, I think. I really believe that it's necessary to protect ourselves. We've been awakened by this tragedy on 9/11 that we are touchable, that we are vulnerable.
350 is my amount.
Back out on the trading floor, though, a couple of the brokers say they think the president was too quick to go to war. James Swire says he supports the troops, but he wanted to see more proof that Iraq had weapons of mass destruction and links to terrorists.
It wasn't proven to me satisfactorily the links that they said were there to justify going into the country. This is a very extreme measure. It's an invasion of another country. You can't blame the people who are nationals of Iraq for wanting to defend their country.
Another broker says he supports the war, but worries that if it goes badly, it might encourage more terrorism. Around New York, there's been increased security since the war started. National Guard troops are back at train stations with gas masks slung from their hips. Black Hawk helicopters patrol over Manhattan. Warren Sheely says he's been shrugging all that off.
Eventually you get numb or you wouldn't be able to exist. You have to put up a shell and you have to go to the subway and say, screw it, I'm going to keep working.
Tom Corona.
That's the easy thing to say. Yeah, I'm not afraid, I'm going to come down. But, it's on everybody's mind.
Corona says feeling like they're working in the crosshairs here is wearing on some people. A broker told him in the elevator that he might buy a car wash with his brother-in-law just in case he wanted to quit his job. Corona says he really likes his job, but yesterday he took some time to give a lecture on the financial industry at a university outside the city. He's playing with the idea of becoming a professor and working closer to his home in Connecticut. Chris Arnold, NPR News, New York.